This is on Yvette, Y-V-E-T. First name, last name, Palomares, P-A-L-O-M-A-R-E-S, P as in Paul, A-L-O-M-A-R-E-S, 1690. 1690 is the date of birth. She was seen on the 7th. On the 7th. This is a 32-year-old woman comes in today with complaints of headache, cough, congestion, leg pain, palpitation. I feel like my heart's running away. Shortness of breath, weakness. I feel like my right shoulder is very painful. Tiredness, headache, dizziness, severe postnasal drip. I feel like my throat is swelling up. This 32-year-old woman has no medical problems and doesn't take any medications on a regular basis, period. She's had above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. Allergies, she's allergic to tramadol. Exposure, does not remember any COVID exposure. COVID immunization, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, only anxiety, but not taking any medication for it, not suicidal. Surgery, tubal ligation. Last period, 6/2/22, has irregular periods. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She works at Walmart. She vapes, period. Family history of breast cancer in mom. Review of system as above, 100% oxygen, 98.8, 1683, 128 over 60. Two, heart positive, small positive is two. Lungs are clear with few bronchi. Abdomen is soft, but some tenderness noted. Neck shows copious lymphadenopathy, right greater than left. Skin, no rash. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological movement, all four extremities. Low extremity, trace edema. Severe pain over the calves, bilaterally, hard to touch. Assessment number one, COVID-19 test is positive. Number two, given patients abdominal pain and discomfort, abdominal ultrasound shows a normal gallbladder. Number three, aorta is within normal limits. Number four, patients has severe dizziness, which prompted us to perform a carotid ultrasound here in the office. This was also within normal limits, especially with distant family history of stroke. Next number has had a history of palpitations. Severe today's echocardiogram is nevertheless within normal limits, most likely related to COVID-19. Next number, her severe leg pain shows no evidence of PVD and or DVT, especially in face of positive COVID-19. Next number, because of calf tenderness, we paid special attention to her legs. Once again, there was no DVT. Next number, she's also concerned about lymphadenopathy in her neck, especially one area on the left side. The ultrasound of the neck and thyroid shows the lymphadenopathy, and the patient's concern on the left posterior neck is a cyst versus small lymph node, needs to be re-looked at again in 3 months. Next number, renal ultrasound is within normal limits, which was done as part of abdominal ultrasound. Next number, upper extremity ultrasound, which was done because of severe pain in the shoulder, shows no evidence of DVT. This is COVID-19, most likely is causing most of her symptoms. And the ultrasound of the pelvic shows multiple tiny cysts noted in the right ovary. Patient's finding, next number, discussed with patient. Next number, patient was given, we discussed our choices for treatment for COVID-19, especially in face of availability of Paxlovid. She declines using Paxlovid. Next number, we'll try the standard treatment with Z-Pak and Medrol Dose-Pak. After patient made that choice here in the office, next number, she does not want an injection. Next number, because of family history of breast cancer, she needs to have mammogram at 35. Next number, blood work was obtained today. Next number, returned in 24 hours if not improved, or develops chest pain or shortness of breath. Next number, because of difficulty with the tiredness, weakness prior to COVID-19 and symptoms of hypersomnolence and severe snoring, I order the sleep apnea to be done after her condition improves. Thank you.